Thank you.
Hi, Cody. How are you?
Hello.
Doing good. Awesome. Glad to hear that. Happy Wednesday. My name is Nadine. Oh, thanks. I'm one of the regional specialists. I take care of pricing and details for your area. So I know that you've been talking here with Giselle. Did she do a good job explaining to you the reason for the call, like the basics of it?
Yeah, she said to put the company first on Google pretty much. But like I explained to her, I had trouble getting on Google.
Tell me what's going on. So you attempted to try to do that, right?
I tried to get on Google just in general.
Okay.
And the first time, like right after we submitted it, it denied us like right away.
Okay.
And then I changed like the area because I had put like Lafayette, Scott, Doosan. I put like all the surrounding areas. And then what I ended up doing was I did like Lafayette, Baton Rouge, Lake Charles. I did just the bigger areas around here because they said it covers the smaller areas in between.
Okay.
And then it did that and it didn't deny me right away. It waited like 3 or 4 days and then they sent me another email to verify my like LLC and my license and all that through the state.
Okay.
I provided that, and then after I provided that, they denied me again for, like, a fraudulent company, they said.
Okay. You know, Cody, it happens to a lot of you. Okay. So, I'm not going to lie. You know what? We have assisted a lot of businesses like yourself with submitting themselves to Google and having that Google business profile created. It can be a little tricky sometimes, but, I mean, that's what we do. Right? It's part of our process. So I've had some that have attempted 4 or 5 times and they keep appealing it and they keep getting denied. And then we come in to assist. And I'll tell you this, with us being a Google channel partner, Cody, we have a direct contact with Google. So if we come across any issues, we have someone we can reach out to. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Even if we had to help you with doing that live video verification. Okay? So don't worry, we can help you with that. Legacy Garage Doors and Repairs. I did see a listing for you that came up for me when, in fact, when I searched the company by name, I actually saw a MapQuest listing. I also saw a Yelp listing.
Yeah, I'm with Yelp next door.
Yes, I saw that too. And then I was looking to see, do you have Facebook and Instagram?
Yes,
you do.
I have Facebook, not Instagram.
Okay, Facebook you do.
I do have a Facebook page.
I found it. This looks good. Aw, I love the shirts. Ah, the little one has one too. That's so cool. Wow, okay. And it looks really good. The Facebook page, you did a great job on that.
Thanks.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, for sure. I love the fact that your content is new, okay? And I recommend that you continue to post on your Facebook page and keep that content fresh.
Yes, ma'am.
So, you know, the reason that we were reaching out to you today, Cody, is we just had this listing open up within our company for your category on the first page of Google. And right now we are looking for a company that's a good fit. And what qualified you is because there's no negative reviews about your company. In fact, I mean, I see pictures of some of the work that you've done, right? And I feel like you provide a quality service to your clients. I think we can at least agree on that, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's the kind of company we're looking to work with. Now, once we do start working with you on that first page of Google and Bing, we will close out this category. Now, what that means for you is that we're not going to turn around and sign up one of your competitors, okay? We want to ensure that you're getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay. Ma'am. Now, with Facebook, are you doing any Facebook ads or just, you know, posting and maybe going on Marketplace or on the community pages?
No, I just did, like, post and then people shared it. I didn't do any ads or anything.
Good, good. Awesome. And then with Yelp, is that like a free listing that you're doing or are you doing like Yelp ads?
Okay. No, it's just a free.
Okay. And then I know you mentioned you also have Nextdoor as well. How's Nextdoor working for you?
I haven't gotten anything from there. I got one reach out from Yelp. Then I messaged back to the guy, and I've never heard back from him again.
Okay. And Yelp, you've gotten one response. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. It's
basically
now,
been word of mouth. And.
Well, that says a lot about your company,
people,
right?
You know,
you've been providing
ma'am.
A quality service, and that's why people are referring you. So when it comes to your service area, I know you're in Church Point, right? That's like
mm-hmm.
considered your home base. How far would you typically travel for a new customer?
She asked for a mile. I didn't know the exact mileage, but I'm willing to go to Baton Rouge, Lake Charles. I mean, you know, within an hour or two from home.
Within an hour or two. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
If it makes money, then it makes sense.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Sounds good. And then, now, are you open to both residential and commercial work, or do you have a preference?
Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay.
Both.
Okay. How long have you been in business now?
Since June. We opened in June.
Oh, my gosh. So you're a very new company. Congratulations.
Yes, ma'am.
That is exciting. What a blessing. Okay. So you've been investing in the company quite a bit. That usually
yeah.
happens, right? In the first
yeah.
year or two. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, and I know you mentioned you do have the LLC, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to take
and
a look
I have
at
insurance
something here.
And all that.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. I'm really trying to find a package that's going to be the most suitable for you to at least help you generate get, first of all, the first online presence on Google, help you generate some more revenue, and then give you ability to where you could upgrade to other programs that we offer.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to provide you something that's going to be the most beneficial, right? So there's a couple of we offer programs where you could pay a fixed flat rate or you can pay per qualified lead, okay? Meaning that it's a lead that is qualified. You're not being charged for something that has nothing to do with what you offer. What would be your preference, if I could ask you?
Honestly, I don't know. Being so new to this, I've been having people call me left and right. Like Angie called me, Yelp called,
mm-hmm.
and things like that. And,
well, and what's held you
basically
back?
Basically, what I told them. Ma'am?
Go ahead.
Nothing really held me back. I just wasn't making the revenue to cover
right.
what they were offering at the time. I think Angie's was like 800 to 1,000 a month.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, and Yelp, I didn't even, our call got disconnected
uh-huh.
for some reason, and he never called back again, so I'm not sure exactly what happened with that.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay.
It's just the revenue wasn't there for Angie's. They called
yeah.
me probably like 2 months in, and I was getting like barely any calls at the time.
Yeah.
So
you're like, listen, I'm just starting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I have a really good program that I think would be an excellent fit for you. Okay.
Okay.
I wanted to ask you, as far as your licensing, do you carry one of the following? A Louisiana State Commercial Contractor License, a Louisiana State Home Improvement Contractor License, or the Residential Building Contractor License? Do you have any one of those three?
I want to say it's the residential.
You think it's the residential one? Okay.
I'll have to look into it. I don't exactly remember.
Okay, that's okay. I might be able to take a look, too, to see if something comes up for me. And so let me tell you about this program that I want.
So my wife had ended up doing that part
of it. Oh, she did?
So.
Oh, okay. So she did that part of the licensing for you? Okay,
yes,
no worries. That's okay. I might be able to look, too, on the Louisiana. Sometimes they have on their website where you could just search up the company name, and it'll tell you what license is.
Okay.
Now, I know you mentioned insurance. It's okay. you mentioned you do have insurance, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to explain this package to you. It is called our ideal package, Cody. The ideal package is going to be two of our programs that are combined into one package. Okay. By chance, is your wife with you in case she has any questions?
No, she's not.
Okay. No worries.
I can try to get her on the phone.
Yeah. I mean, whichever you prefer. Just because I want to really explain how this part of the program would work to see if this one would fit for you guys. Okay? So you let me know. I can explain it to you, and then we can try to bring her on the call. What do you prefer?
If you want to explain it twice or just...
Yeah, I don't mind explaining it twice. It's okay. So this package, the first part of it, is $249 a month. Okay? And that's going to get you listed on the first page of Google. We're going to help you get verified, create the Google business profile. We're going to get it optimized and manage it on that first page in the local map. Now, we're going to also list you on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. We're going to brand your Yelp page. We're going to do Facebook advertising. So whenever someone's doing a search on Google for your service, and even if they didn't call you, but they happen to go to Facebook, and they're just looking at pictures or stories, they would see your ad appear. And this is going to also help you reach more new potential customers. We do make it unique to retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. Okay? And they'll click on the ad, and they call you directly. A lot of our clients, I will tell you, have seen really great results. Now, in addition, we're going to build you a website, okay? The website that we build, Google compliant and mobile friendly, we're going to attach pictures of your work, write a biography about your company, and we're going to list that website where your business is being promoted. We also will cover the mobile platform. Now, what that would mean for you is anyone who's using their iPhone, their Android, their tablet to search for your services will find you listed on that first page. It's going to cover all of your bases. And that part of it is $249 a month. It's a fixed flat rate monthly. Okay? Now, the second part of this package is called the Google Verified, formerly known as Google Guaranteed, okay? It is Google's pay-per-lead program where the leads will come to you in the form of a phone call. You will not share them with anyone. They are only sent to you, okay? Now, for you to be a part of that program, Google requires that you have a Google business profile with up to 5 reviews, which we're going to take care of that for you with the other part of the package. They do require to run a background check. They want to make sure you don't have any felonies in the last 7 years, which I'm sure you're fine there, right?
Yes.
And then they require for you to have, and I'm just, like I said, one of those 3 licenses that I mentioned, okay? Or they also want you to have the certificate of liability insurance, okay? Now, there is a one-time $150 application fee, okay, that we send to you. You're going to fill out the application. You're going to upload your license and your insurance documents, and we're going to submit. You're going to submit that application. We're going to push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay. Now, it'll take about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved, but Cody, I have seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends how quickly you respond to your background check and how quickly you submit the application. Now, once you are approved, we're going to call you to notify you to activate your leads within 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise, like if you told us activate them now or activate them tomorrow or next week, call me next week to activate them, okay? But to turn on your leads, okay, it's going to be a minimum monthly budget of $156. Now, that will give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are $12. When a call comes in, it's going to deduct it from that $156 budget. Now, here's the kicker on it, Cody. Let's say someone called you to replace their front door of their home. That is outside of your services. It's got nothing to do with garage doors. Google has to credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified. Okay? If somebody called you to solicitate you or to see if you were hiring, that is an unqualified lead, and Google has to credit the lead back to you because it's unqualified. Okay?
If
But
when something like that was to happen, do I have to call somebody and let them know that?
Oh, no. No, no, no. Because we actually have a team that is managing it. So we have a team that's watching it. Okay? To make sure that one isn't slipping through the cracks. In fact, what happens is Google assigns this tracking number that is linked to your phone, and it has an AI system that is set up that will identify what lead is qualified and unqualified. But our team is also managing it. So now if we saw that one slipped through the cracks, okay, we're going to dispute it with Google to have that credited back to you. Now, let's say you only got one lead in that month. What is left over in that budget is going to roll over to the next month. So now that means that the following month, you would only pay $12 for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Now, if you get more than the 13, it just adds $12 per one?
No, because once you get the 13, it'll stop sending you leads. Your profile will still be there, but it won't continue sending you leads and charging you, which is cool because you have the ability to say, hey, you know what? Can you send me more leads? You can change that at any time. If you said, give me up to 20 leads this month, right? I want to increase it up to 20 leads. Your minimum monthly budget would change, but not your cost per lead. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. But if you kept it at up to 13, once you got your 13 leads, it won't continue sending leads unless if you said, hey, can you guys go ahead and up it a little bit more so I can get some more leads? Now, you might end up with 2 leads that month, right? So you know that the following month, you're only putting back to get your budget back up to the 156, okay? If you're going on vacation, or let's say you landed a job, you got some jobs going and you're kind of a little swamped, what you do is you call us and you say, hey, I need you guys to pause my leads, and we will pause them. We won't turn those leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. So you have more control when to turn them off and on. Okay? This program, the Google Verified program, the pay-per-lead one, it will allow you to target the whole state of Louisiana if you want it. Okay? You can choose specific areas to target. There's no limitation. You can choose to target by county, and they're the ones at the very tippy top of the page. Okay? So, this package, Cody, we call it our ideal package. Basically, how it would work today, okay? Today, your initial investment would be $399 because you're paying the $249, and then you're paying the $150 application fee. Now, every 28th of the month, we are only charging you automatically the $249 because you're still getting approved for the Google Verified program, and we're not charging you for the leads yet because you're getting approved. Once you get approved, then they will call you to notify you of the approval and when to activate your leads. If you say, activate my leads now, turn them on, then that's when they would charge you the $156. Okay. And then depending on what you get in that first month is going to determine what you receive, what you're going to be paying the following month for the leads. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What do you, you know, how do you feel about this package? Any questions?
One of the better ones I've heard so far.
Okay.
It doesn't sound bad. I mean, like I said, Angie, they wanted, it was like $800 a month, and then it was
yeah.
a year minimum. So if you wanted to cancel, then you had to pay out the year.
Yeah, you would have to pay the remaining months. Like, let's say you, after 3 months, wanted to cancel, and you're paying $800 a month, then you're going to times 800 times 9 months, and you pay 35% of that. That's a big chunk of money, you know.
Yeah.
With us, Cody, I'm going to be very transparent and upfront with you. We only ask you for a three-month verbal commitment. Basically, we're telling you, stick it out with us 3 months, okay? You can cancel at any time. We won't hold anyone hostage here. You know, as long as you call us 3 business days before your billing is due so that you don't get charged on that billing date, if you canceled, let's say you canceled, I don't know, after the second month, you will have an early termination fee, you know, but if you cancel after the third month, there's no termination fee, no early termination fee. We just simply part as friends, okay? We like to earn your business, right?
Yes.
And we want you to stick it out because we want a company like you that wants to be in the long-term relationship because the program is working for them, okay?
Yes.
Now, we just got to confirm that you do have one of those 3 licenses. You mentioned that your wife was the one who did the licensing. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
She did that in the insurance.
Oh, good.
So
what do you think
she might say about this? She's been trying to get us on Google, so I think she's going to like it.
Okay.
Like I said, we've just been having issues. I went to the extent of taking my live video with doors on my truck that I was going to install, and I still got denied.
You're like, what in the world is going on here, right?
Yeah, it's hard.
I hear you. And, you know, and that's where we come in, because being a channel partner to Google, it just makes it easier for, you know, for us to assist companies like yourself to get to get that, right? Has she, and you guys haven't tried to create a website or anything like that, right?
No, we wouldn't want to try to create a website until we got, you know, the approval to get on Google.
Yeah, and let me tell you, with this package that I'm offering you, it will include a website.
Yes,
so we'll build one for you, and the websites that we build, they are Google compliant, mobile friendly, and we have the automatic SEO settings that'll help with your ranking too. So it'll be very beneficial for you, and if, you know, we take all your input and your wife's input on what it is that you want, you know, the content or photos and what have you. Do you think she might be available right now to talk to?
I can try.
Okay.
I do know. She does, like, X-ray and CAT scans at a company.
Oh, does she?
And she's actually she's the only tech.
Oh, my gosh.
So sometimes it's kind of hard to get her, but
okay.
I can definitely try.
Okay. Do you want to try? Yeah. I don't mind holding.
Yeah, I'll try to add the call in real quick.
Yeah. Let's try to
see,
okay?
If not, would it be possible for y'all to call back around lunchtime?
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay. Well,
I'll try
it first.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, she didn't answer.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll call me back whenever she gets a second.
Okay. Okay.
And like I said, I go to lunch at 12. She goes
okay.
to lunch at 12.
So okay.
That'll work.
Now, you have the email legacygaragedoorsandrepairs@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to shoot an email to you guys there. Okay. And then why don't we do this? Why don't I give you a call back at 12?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that a good time to call back?
Yeah, I'm going to tell her.
We'll take your lunch.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure she'll call me back before then whenever she's not busy.
Okay.
And then whenever she does, I'll just tell her, hey, look, at 12 o'clock, the lady's going to call me back and I'll put you on a 3-way call.
Yeah, yeah, and she could eat her lunch while I'm talking. I won't make it too long for her because I want her to enjoy her lunch. What's her name, Cody?
My name is Jessica.
Jessica? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So you think she might be open to this, or what do you think would be her concern? Okay.
Like I said, we've been struggling to try to get on. We've been struggling to try to get on Google, so.
Yeah, yeah. You had a question? I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Yes, ma'am. So the leads, so I know you said y'all take over, like, the Facebook and stuff like that. So, like, we get a call from Facebook. Is that considered a lead or is...
No, that wouldn't be a lead. The lead, the pay-per-lead is... So, basically, and this is what I love about our program, too. You're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system, okay? You and your wife can log into it at any time. Okay, you're going to be able to see what calls are actually the pay-per-lead and which calls are coming from the Facebook or from the Google local listing or the website because it's going to identify them. Okay, so
where does the leads typically come from?
The leads are typically going to come from the Google results, whether it be that they found you in the Google Verified program or whether they saw your Google business profile and clicked to call or if they clicked on the website to call from there or if they clicked from Facebook ad. Okay. So when it's a lead, right? I'm on Google.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking up garage door repairs near me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let me do that right now while you and I are on the phone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm looking up garage door, let's look up garage door companies. And I'm going to put your city and state because if I put mine, it's going to give me results here in California and I don't want those results.
Yes.
So we're on the West Coast. So let me go here. Okay. I had some friends that I grew up with, as a kid. His dad and mom were from Louisiana, and man, his dad made the best gumbo. But their food was always spicy, man. I was like, man, he did a lot of Cajun food. I was like, man, that catfish was fire.
we got some very good food here.
For sure. I'm not going to even say you don't. I agree 100%. So when I do a search for garage doors, right, companies, there in Church Point, the first ones I'm going to see are going to say sponsored garage door services. That is a Google verified program because they'll have this check mark that'll say verified. Okay. Now, first one that I see there is Precision Garage Door Service, all about garage doors. Okay.
Yeah, probably got a KDN of garage doors.
Well, no, there's only two of them that are part of that Google Verified program. You don't have a lot of competition there. So these guys are the only ones that are part of that program. Okay. And so check this out. It even shows like the areas that they service. Like, for example, Precision Garage Doors, I mean, they cover like St. Martinville, Rain, Oakdale, Morgan City, Franklin. I mean, they got a list, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, all about garage doors, those guys are covering like Clinton, Donaldsonville, Greensburg, Baton Rouge, Denham Springs, Gonzales, Hammond, Livingston, New Orleans.
That's on the other side of us.
Yeah.
That's probably 2.5-3 hours out from where I'm at.
So those guys, And they're coming up in your area, right, in Church Point, but they're covering all those areas. So this is where your profile, you would put the cities that you want to target, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll show that you passed the background check and you're licensed, right, and insured,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, and those are the ones at the very tippy top of the page, okay? Then underneath of that, you're going to see the guys that are like a Google ad, okay? Then you're going to see the local map. That's also where 90% of searches are going to start and stop. Like I see Martin's Garage Doors, Superior Garage Door and Repairs, Overhead Door Company. So, and there's going to be more listed there. You're basically going to be at the very top of the page, and then you're going to be in that local map. Okay?
Okay.
So, how they're going to find you, Cody, is when they're performing that search on Google, garage door repairs, new garage door, garage door company, garage door contractor, garage door replacement. There is a variation of keywords and search terms that we use that will help you come up in those search results. Because if someone doesn't know your company by name, how are they going to find you on Google?
Yeah.
They're going to find you by your services, right?
Yes,
so that's where our team comes in and they manage this. So like, for example, install garage door, repair garage door, replacing springs, replace rollers and tracks, replace cables, repair a gate. You might do, I don't know if you do any repairs with the gates, general maintenance on garage doors, replacing a door panel.
We do that.
So, these are services that we would list you for to make sure that when they're typing that in, you're coming up in those search results. Okay?
Okay.
Does that make a little bit more sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, with Facebook, right, I've looked up some garage door companies. I happen to go to my Facebook page a few days later, right, and I'm just looking at pictures or I'm doing a post. All of a sudden, your ad is going to show up on my feed, on my Facebook page. It's like it's reminding me, hey, you were looking up this service, here's the company that offers it.
Yeah.
So we call that retargeting. And retargeting is really going to also open up more doors for you to reach more new customers. Okay? Because Google and Facebook work very well together, hand in hand. Very well. Okay?
So somebody was to just look at the website and call the number. Is that considered a lead?
That wouldn't be considered a lead. When it's a lead that you're actually being qualified or charged for a qualified lead is if they clicked on the one profile that's at the very tippy top of the page. If they're clicking to call you from the website, from the Facebook ad, or from your Google business profile, you are not being charged for those calls because you're paying a flat rate of $249 a month. Okay? If it's from the Google Verified program, okay, that lead, that is where you're charged for the qualified lead. If they're calling you for a service that you do not offer, then that is unqualified, and Google would have to credit that lead right back to you, okay? So, and it'll show you also in that tracking and reporting system which ones are qualified and not. If you see one that says unqualified lead, then you know it was a lead, a call that came from the program from the very tippy top, and it wasn't qualified. So that's why they credit it back to you. Okay?
Yes.
If you could do me one quick favor, I sent the email out, but I just sent you a second text. I need you to make sure you got the first text message from me that has my number with my extension. It'll say, hi, this is Nadine Medina. Okay. I sent you a second.
6235.
6225. Yes, sir. Yes. And then my extension is 6623. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now, I did send you a second text, and it's going to have a link.
Okay.
If you open up that text and click on that link, I sent you an example of the websites that we create. Okay.
Okay.
And these websites, we could even add videos of your work. We write a biography about your company. We could set it up where they could even schedule appointments with you through that site. And that website, excuse me, the website would actually, depending on if they're looking at it from a desktop, their computer, from their laptop or iPad, or looking at it from their iPhone or Android, it will adjust to the device that they're looking at it from. Okay? So we would customize the website to fit your business. Okay? And so it shows you in like three different ways that it would appear depending on what device they're looking at it from. So it will adjust to that size of device so it doesn't look distorted. Okay?
Okay. Now, what's your name of your company was again? I'm sorry.
Local, L-O-C-A-L, and then Splash, like a splash of water. So Local Splash. Okay?
All right. Yeah, I'll definitely, whenever she calls me, I'll let her know that you'll be calling around 12. And
yeah.
We can go
most
over
definitely.
It with her. It sounds
absolutely
real promising.
Yes.
Now, one I'm only question I got left
until
we talk again is, okay, say we do it for, I don't know, just say 8 months.
Okay.
And then after the 8 months, we decide to just cancel.
Mm-hmm.
What happens with, like, the...
The profiles and all?
And all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Great question. So, let's say you cancel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your profiles are yours. The Facebook page, the Yelp, the Google Business profile is yours, okay? Eventually, over time, you would fall off the first page because we are no longer servicing it, okay? And your Facebook ads would no longer be visible because we're not running ads for you anymore.
Yes.
When it comes to the website, you have 1 to 2 options, or actually 1 of 3. You could either pay $49 a month. We will continue to host and manage that website, okay, and optimize it for $49 a month. Or you could say, you know what? I just want my domain. Okay, The domain would be yours, right? But you would have to recreate the website. And the domain is $99, one-time charge. That domain is yours. Okay, the Google verified profile at the very tippy top, that would be just a one-time $99 charge, and we completely transfer it all over to you. So now you take full control of managing it and paying Google directly for your leads, okay? So that would be the only thing in regards to those two, okay?
Okay.
You know, when someone has canceled in the past, they still want that website visible, and it's because they are so bombarded with work, but they want the website visible for people to be able to reference, like, the work that they do, you know? So in that case, they pay the $49, right?
Yeah.
A month. Yeah.
So if it gets to the point where it's like super busy, then we can cut the leads off but keep the rest.
Yeah. If like let's say you got super, super busy, right? You could say, hey, you know what? Can you guys pause my leads? I'll continue paying the $249 a month, you know, so that I still have the Facebook ads going and all that. But your leads would be on pause. So you're not incurring like the cost for the leads, you know what I mean? Or you could say, hey, you know what? I'm like right now we're going on vacation for a month or whatever, you know, we're not going to be available to take any calls. You can pause it, like put it on a seasonal hold if you needed to. Okay.
Okay.
So there's options, you know, of course we want you to still be able to, you know, continue to get the business that you need, right?
Yes.
But yeah, those would be the options. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I'll let her know and we'll talk to you at 12.
All right. Sounds good. I look forward to speaking with you guys at 12, okay? Thank you
so much, Cody,
for your time.
No problem. Right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.